Credit School Show.
And we're back. I am talking to Benedict Pro, who is the French coordinator of Credit School. Hi, Benedict.
Hi, Natasha.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the program. We are going to be discussing the reactions of the students to the first film in the Credit School cycle, which is Illégal by Belgian director Olivier Masset-Depaf. And I wanted to start with you as the coordinator because I really appreciated what you said, that in your presentation for the national program, the English summary of the national program, which all our listeners can hear at fred.fm in the podcast section. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like what you said, that whoever loves cinema loves to share cinema. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, something more, that what Fred at school is doing is also, he has this clever use of modern technology to start a dialogue and to really give these students a voice by generating so much enthusiasm, but without guiding them in terms of how they should be interpreting a film.
Absolutely. And using the tools that they know and they use every day, but making them learn to use them in a clever way, in a critical way, in order to develop that critical sense.
So what was it about the reactions that most excited you, that most surprised you, and that inspired you as well? Because it's always interesting, you know, as film journalists, Benedict and I go way back, we used to work at Cine Europa together, and you're still working, we were both film journalists, yeah. We're both critics. And, you know, we forget, often we live in a very insular bubble. We forget what, quote-unquote, normal people feel when they watch films, and especially children who are so often left out of the dialogue.
Yeah, and it's funny sometimes how they can come up with things that I wouldn't have thought about, like this little girl who said that the main character, Tanya, is like a child. This is something that I hadn't thought about. And sometimes it's nice, you know, to hear something that, you know, we like to think that we know how to spot the keys, how to read works, but sometimes something escapes us. And it's kind of nice to have this fresh approach. Plus, I love my selection of schools because I think that it offers a really good sample, it really covers broad horizons. And the two schools who could join us since the first film, because unfortunately it was during French holidays, so not everybody could be there, but those two schools were really different. There was like a girl school from Paris, rather posh establishment, where the students are used to participating in such programs. Sometimes the teacher says a bit spoiled. They maybe don't seize the chance with as much enthusiasm as the others, whilst the other class were boys who study mechanics. They actually spent most of their schedule of their week in body shop. So they actually were so. The teacher said that they were so happy to look at the photos of the other students and check out all the interfaces, the Twitter, the Instagram, and that they've been very excited about this program, and their reaction on the movie itself were also quite different.
What were some of their reactions?
Well, the girls obviously felt that they had learned about something, a reality that they didn't know well. Well, everybody did. But I think that the film had a documentary-like impact on them, while the boys, some of them are not completely unfamiliar with, they're from the suburbs, they're a bit more variegated, let's just say, and some of them felt quite close to the theme. So they had a different approach, and I think they were more affected by all the fictional tools, by all the work that the director does. They actually said the word, film is too aggressive. They really were affected by it in a deeper way, I think, in a more physical way, almost, than the girls.
That's very interesting. That's amazing, because when you think about what a lot of these young viewers watch are considered to be very aggressive films. Most, you know, they're action films. They can be sci-fi films. These thrillers that you would think are aggressive. They're just that they would use that word speaks volumes. No, about
absolutely. Some said beyond limits or something. You know, once the first one said too aggressive, the others were, you know, started agreeing with him, like, this is beyond, this is way beyond, you know, in the vocabulary they have, but it speaks volumes. And I think, yes, I think that they were the work that the director did on creating this atmosphere, which is super uncomfortable, that she's in limbo. And mm-hmm. she's a character that you are led to empathize with, of course. But also, she's not necessarily a character you like, really, right. because you don't know much about her. She's has no identity. She's a bit dehumanized. So you're led to empathize with her, of course, but still you don't feel like you like her too much. And I think that this tone situation, you know, inside, outside, the limbo and this discomfort, I think this is discomfort is the good word. This discomfort that Olivier Macet de Passe creates impacted them quite a lot.
So what are the other two schools who will be joining now that vacation is over, now the holidays are over?
The first one school is watching it right now. I think it must be finishing it by now. And this is one of the new schools that is joining us. It's a school from Burgundy. It's mm-hmm. A group of girls. I think they're 11. Yes, they're 11, and they're 15 and 16. So they're in the other age category, because we mm-hmm. also have another school that is joining us, and those are more like 14-year-olds, mm-hmm. and they are from the Paris suburbs as well. We actually have two classes from that college. So we have one that is in the center of Paris. We have one that is a professional high school in the suburbs. We have some a bit younger kids also from the suburbs, and then we have this provincial city in Chalon-sur-Saône in Burgundy. So I like the range that we have here.
And it's you mentioned also in your introduction into the English part of the English national program that you did for Fredette School about the clever use of modern technology. And I hadn't really thought about, you know, I was obviously, it was the fact of giving them a radio voice, of having them then be young critics as well. You know, they have to present something in another medium. But I hadn't thought about, like, what you mentioned before. I hadn't thought about the Twitter, the Instagram, that they would be sharing with one another in a broader sense, not just within the classroom or with their specific mm-hmm. teachers, but amongst each other.
In fact, the boys I was talking about earlier was really, really excited about this simultaneity of the events and the way that this simultaneous shared experience happens thanks to all those platforms and modern tools and media.
It's wonderful. It's going to be wonderful to see how this develops. And it would be nice if we could do, you know, a Michael Apted version, just follow them every few years to see.
Absolutely, Well, you know, I'm hoping that this will represent an experience that they cherish. I'm really hoping that this triggers something in them. You know, I do believe that this program has something very endearing, full of a willingness to share and to listen and to be united by enthusiasm and passion. And that's what's nice. It's something that is designed for schools, but it is a bit sexier than, you know, the mm-hmm. way things are usually presented. It's not being taught. It's being infused. It's nice. I like the approach.
I like that word. It's being infused, and it's also, it's giving them, and they can react on an international scale to it. They're not just,
yeah,
not just
it's like a contagion, but in the right
or
way.
An essay on the reaction. They're literally putting their voices out for all of Europe and the entire world to hear, whoever listens to our Fredette School programs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really hope that listeners also not related to Fredette School will get to know it, will enjoy comparing as well the reactions of all the different kids from all the different countries. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to discovering all that throughout the program.
And from Fredette School in Europe, we'll have to try Fredette School across the globe. Just get everybody involved again.
Well, yes. Well, let's be modest. We are 8. We're still working from the Lux Prize selection. So, you know, if it were open to the world, then I guess we'd have to open the pool. I like Europe. I like this. That this is also making Europe happen. So, let's do it. You're in the European scale right now. I don't know. I mean, I find it exciting. It should be worldwide eventually. But I like the European scale. Let's work on that. I think that's a great way to make Europe happen.
No, it is. I agree. And it's also, it gives the students an intimate, I think, sense of connection with one another, because they are and they are not united within Europe. They are a part of something bigger than them, but they may not, especially at the ages of 14, 15, 16, have very much crossover with other countries, with their peers in other countries.
Yeah, for us it seems obvious now. I mean, whoever, we do that kind of job where we communicate in Italian and English and everything. So I've been European for a long time and not French only. We don't realize how, we think it's obvious, you know, because on the internet you'd think everybody feels connected to the other countries. It's not the case. Those are still kids. Their English is still weak, or at least they're learning. So we are opening a door. We are opening that door that has been opened to us for some time now.
Well, I think we can end on that note. I thank you again, Bénédicte. Thank you for the coordination work that you did and the presentation, and really, and your take on it. I agree very much with you, and I think that this is a project that's going to spark so much enthusiasm, going to continue as the cycle continues to spark enthusiasm among all of these students.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on your show, Natasha.
Thank you. I was talking to Bénédicte Preux. She is a journalist with CineEuropa.org and is the French coordinator of Fred at School. And you can listen to her program at fred.fm and to our podcasts. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk to the next coordinator of Fred at School. And please stay tuned.